Hi, my name is Felicia. I'm floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Deborah Pascoe. I have two charges that has come out of my checking account that I have not authorized, and I need the money put back in there immediately.
Well, we can go over those terms and conditions, ma'am, that was provided when you placed your order. What is your zip code?
27320.
27320.
Yes.
And the first name was Deborah Pascal.
Yes.
Can you verify your address for me?
7404 Cherry Grove Road, Reidsville,
Thank you.
North Carolina.
Okay, so when you placed that order, ma'am, for the elevator, that was under a trial offer. So with that trial, if I'm
It
not
was
sure from
supposed
what it sounds like, if go ahead, I'm sorry.
it didn't say that. It said it was a free sample.
We don't offer samples, ma'am, and none of our products are free. You pay the shipping and handling up front to have it delivered. For that trial, it gives you the opportunity to try it first to see how well you like it before you buy it. And if for any reason within your trial, if you do not wish to keep that order that was mailed to you, which is a 30-day supply, you had to call in to cancel and you had to return back the unused portion. I'd be more than happy to give you the website to allow you, because somehow it seems like you overlooked the terms. So that way you can read over the terms so that you can have a clear understanding of how the trial offer works, ma'am.
No, it said it was a free sample.
Ma'am, we don't offer samples. That order that you have is a 30-day supply, ma'am. We don't carry samples, and again, none of our products are free.
I would have never ordered it under those circumstances.
It looks like you didn't read over the terms and conditions, ma'am, because had you read the terms, it clearly explained that that product will be charged to your card for the full cost if you do not cancel and return back the unused portion within 14 days of the order date. But
Well,
again, I could give
I
you the
will return.
website.
I don't need the website. I know what it was.
Okay. But we don't
And it's
take
a
return
scam.
orders, ma'am. Once that trial ends, all sales are final. That previous agent did go ahead and
Oh,
cancel your account.
I bet it is. But I tell you one thing, you better not take no more money out of my checking account.
Your account was canceled out, ma'am, and you should be getting an email to PascalDeborah@yahoo.com to verify that your account is terminated.
And I'm going to report this as a scam.
Okay, ma'am, it's not a scam, ma'am. It's a legal and binding contract. As a courtesy, because you failed to read over your terms, I can go ahead and put in my employee's discount for you. I'm not supposed to, but that will honor a 35% courtesy refund and be credited back within 5 to 7 business days. And next time, remember, before you place an online order, that you are reading your terms and conditions. Would there
This
be
was
anything else for
offered
you,
to me.
ma'am?
No, this was
Thank you
offered
for
to me as a free sample.
We don't
No,
carry
you don't
samples,
hang up
ma'am.
on me.
No one hung. I asked you, was there anything else
Well,
for you? I didn't hang up on you.
this money needs to be returned to my
Ma'am,
account.
we have a no return, no refund policy. You're paying for the order that you have in your possession, as I just mentioned to you. I can apply my employee's discount to get you a 35% courtesy refund of each charge credited back to your account, but that's the most that I can do because you are
Well,
outside of your trial.
she just offered me 50%, and now
A
you're
discount
saying
on future orders. I'm mentioning a refund. She offered you a discount on future orders because we don't give refunds. I'm giving you my employee's discount that I'm not supposed to be sharing with you. I'm only doing this because you did not reach your terms and conditions, but no, she didn't offer you a 50%
Yes.
refund. She offered you a discount on your next order.
This was.
Okay,
You are
ma'am, I'm
not.
not going to go back and forth with
This.
him. I do know what the terms and conditions consist of, Ms. Pascal. All of our orders are under a trial offer. That is not free. A trial is not free. Samples are free, and we don't carry samples.
Well, you have a very fraudulent
I'm
website.
so sorry
That's
you
all I
feel
can
that way,
tell you.
Ms. Pascal.
Well, I do feel that way because it's the way that it
If you
is.
get a moment, just take your time and read back over the terms real carefully so that way you can have a clear understanding of what you signed up for, okay?
I know what I signed.
I've been with the company now for about 12 years, so I'm very aware of those terms and conditions as well, ma'am. And I do know that we don't carry any free products, nor do we carry any samples.
Well, you are tricking people like me.
No one tricking me. The transfer provided to you as they offer every other customer, and every customer that I've spoken with, and I've been with the company again for 12 years, is aware that that is a trial offer. That is not offered to you for free, Ms. Pascal. So, again, if you may have been in a hurry and overlooked it, I greatly apologize.
No.
But what you did agree to was paying for that order if it wasn't returned back before the trial ended. And, again, I did offer you my courtesy employee's discount, ma'am, and it's totally against company policy. I am going to be courteous and share that with you because you did not go over those terms and conditions before you authorized that payment. Please allow 5 to 7 business days for that refund and credit back to your account. And is there anything else for you?
Yes, I want all the money back in my account.
I apologize, ma'am. I was only being courteous. I don't have to issue a refund in August. We have a no return, no refund policy, Ms. Pascal. So I'll just leave the charge as it is. I was just trying to help you out. And I will, again, send you over the email to verify that we've canceled the account to stop any further charges.
Well, I'm going to see what I can do about this.
Have you spoken with your bank about the charge?
I'm going to. Tomorrow.
Okay, so they'll go over. I'm going to go ahead and email them a copy of those terms and conditions and your delivery confirmation. So they'll explain it to you that you did agree and consent to those terms and you wouldn't be able to get a refund. So I was only trying to help you out with my employee's discount. So that I'm just trying to get some of your money back because the bank will decline your dispute because they will explain to you once they get a copy of what I'm going to send them over now. That you gave your consent that if that full 30-day supply order that you received was not returned within the trial, you're authorizing us to debit your card for the amount that you was billed for. Again, I can share that discount with you, or I can do the charge as it is and let your bank explain what you signed up for to you.
Well, you need to put money back in my account.
I can put the 35% back in there, ma'am, and that's, again, on each charge.
Well, you know, people on Social Security can't pay this much money. I would never agree to this.
That's why I make sure that whenever you place an online order, Ms. Pascal, that you're reading your terms and conditions. So that way you can have a clear understanding of what you're signing up for.
Well, this ad came through with a bunch of other ads that was sent through, like, from Home Depot or from somewhere like that. And it was a free sample offer.
We don't carry samples, ma'am. So, again, make sure that whenever you get any type of offer, because you have to read over your terms and conditions. Because if you go back onto that website, and I can give you the website, if you read those terms, it clearly states that this trial is 14 days. It gives you 4 days delivery time and 10 days to decide whether or not you like it. And if you do not wish to keep it and pay the full cost, and it gives you the total amount that you will be charged, you have to call within that trial to cancel and have the unused portion sent back to the fulfillment center before that trial ends. Once that trial ends, there's a no return, no refund policy.
You're saying that it said on there that I would be charged this amount of
money. It gives you the exact amount. Yes, ma'am, it does. So that's why I'm 100% sure that the terms were not read. You may have just overlooked that part. But I always make sure before you're authorizing any payments that you're reading your terms and conditions. Again, I'd be happy to share my employee's discount with you so that way you can get some of your money back to your account, Ms. Pascal. And I will make sure that all future orders are canceled so that you're not charged anything more going forward.
No, I better not be charged anything else.
No, we're going to get the account canceled out for you, and I'll send you over the email confirming that for you.
Okay, and you are offering me a 35%.
On each charge, that's my employee's discount, and I can have it credited back to your card within the next 5 to 7 business days.
Okay.
Okay, I get the email over to you, Ms. Pascal, to confirm your confirmation. And I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful night.
Oh, I'm having a wonderful night.
Ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.